Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is 7:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan, Garrett hanging out behind the glass in for Dylan today. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment. Let's talk about this Notre Dame situation.
Yeah.
Is it like grabbing your ball, going home?
Yeah, it is a little bit.
It is
a little bit. I'm interested in how Mike feels, because I understand a little bit of it with it's always been the thing where coaches have been like, you want to get bowl eligible. Yeah, the money's nice and everything, although sometimes you go to bowl games and it costs the team money. Based on like everything that goes into, you're essentially taking your entire, you're literally taking a organization and moving it for a week, right?
Yeah.
With weight room, all that kind of stuff. But to the lesser extent, you get practice for a couple. You get extra weeks of practice, Allie, and it's always been good for the young players because they get more time in what would be like first team reps, right? Maybe second team. Maybe they're not getting that, but. In an era where players opt out of bowl games, where it does help those young players, but like, is it a good thing that you're not risking the health of a player? And like, how would you feel if you were in college and you were at Notre Dame and they're like, hey, you know, we got left out of the playoff, so we're just gonna call it a day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all over, and you were expecting. You were still practicing and everything, expecting to be ready for maybe a playoff or something.
Yeah, it's really tough because I was always the guy that did, for the most part, want to go compete. And I think that you look at it and go, okay, do I want to risk it? Notre Dame's it's an interesting conundrum with them because I think the further we get into this, bowl games have obviously changed. The value of bowl games have obviously changed. The practice, to me, and the development is kind of the only plus. You know, they're going to go to the bowl games, and let's just be real, it's for TV money. Mm-hmm. You know, along with the extra practice you get, that's the plus side. You're going to play in the bowl game. A lot of these people are going to be away from their family and friends during the holidays. And I think that for a lot of these kids, it's kind of run its course. It's like, I don't know what the upside is, but I hate it for the programs because I do think it's important for that extra month of practice that you're going to get for some of these teams that can go in and say, hey, 3 weeks of practice is massive. You learn a lot about your team during bowl games. But if you're a coach and you're trying to read the room and there is this player that's teetering of transferring and he's due this much money and he's saying, I don't really want to play in this game. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to – you know, El Paso and play in the Sun Bowl, then I think that it becomes a lot tougher. So I don't envy them for this. It just looks awful on the heels of getting left out of the college ball playoff and then saying, you know what, oh, we're good.
And look, Notre Dame's in this is a weird situation too, because Notre Dame's the kind of team that's in a situation where and I was wrong. I thought that the committee was protecting them. That's why they had them so where they did the whole time, because they were going to put them in. But what happened was is when the debacle of the ACC happened, I think it was twofold. I think the committee wanted an ACC team in, and then on the backside, when it came down to basically pseudo ACC member or real ACC member in Miami, because Notre Dame, you know, is kind of half in. They're basketball, but they're not football, but they play some of the football teams. They had to go by head-to-head, because if you didn't take the team that won the head-to-head, then why wouldn't any team go schedule big games outside of their conference anymore? It would completely wipe that out, which has become a big TV thing. And remember, the playoff is nothing but a TV show. That's why you have 5-6 weeks of a TV show talking about what the playoff's going to look like, when none of it matters until 2 weeks before the actual selection. So they had to protect, the committee had to protect multiple things. Remember, they're a committee made up of a bunch of ADs, so they had to protect conference championship games, which is why Alabama stayed.
They're not all ADs, but yes, I agree.
A lot of them, right? And the head of it is an AD. There's some presidents in there. There's just some
former coaches, former players. There's a couple. Yeah.
But so they had to protect conference championships, and they had to protect major teams scheduling out of conference head-to-head games, because without that, it hurts your TV money.
Yeah, I saw some people on the socials yesterday wondering if there was a conspiracy around the Notre Dame switcheroo, to try to get TV viewership. You know what I mean? Over the last, like, are we trying to get TV viewership? And I can't remember who tweeted this. I'll have to go back and look. But somebody's like, don't let incompetence disguise itself as conspiracy. It's like, I think they were just incompetent the whole time. And they got to the end and they were like, man, this is a really bad look. We should probably reverse this, because this is going to look really crappy when it's all said and done. So, the committee to me got it completely wrong for like the first 4 weeks, and then ended up probably in the right spot that it should have been the whole time.
The biggest problem with the committee is they try to talk like politicians. Like when they try to talk about why Alabama jumped ahead of Notre Dame after the Auburn win, they're like, well, you know, game control. I mean, they had a 17-0 lead. And it was like, yeah, in halftime, it was 17-10 or something like that. It was like, but, you know, they talked in the circle alley with all these big words and stuff. And all I had to say was, we think a win over Auburn and Jordan-Hare is better than a win over Stanford and Palo Alto. Boom. All you got to say. All you had to say. But they didn't say that. They said this convoluted answer. And people were like, that doesn't make any sense. You're lying to me. Because they try to mince. They're trying to keep people's feelings from getting hurt when they just tell the truth and everybody would understand it. And it's the problem in this world. We try to – it's all about
– you're giving people too much credit, buddy.
I'm telling you.
The people who you think would understand it would be outraged that there's an SEC bias about Jordan-Hare Stadium over Stanford. That's just
– who in the hell would be outraged about that? Do you think it's harder to play in Stanford or –
the same – that are outraged right now about everything else going on with the committee.
Nobody's
outraged right now?
It's fake outrage. Okay. No, I'm not talking about the committee. I'm talking about this actual thing. If you tell me that you think it's harder to play at Stanford in Stanford than it is Auburn in Auburn, you're being, as my good friend Grant McCauley say, you're being intellectually dishonest.
I'm just telling you that there's a Robert Griffin out there that would make that argument. I'm just telling you.
Well,
there is.
Yeah, I think that speaks for itself.
Exactly, but that's my point.
Well,
there is people out there that would make an argument and be upset about
it. Well, him and Joel Klatt can go get together in a little group and a little text message thing, and they can cry together about it.
All right, let's switch over to the NFL for a moment.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Moment. So the Steelers beat the Ravens 27-22, and Aaron Rodgers, is he at that point where he just doesn't care? Or maybe he just never has?
He's been there. I think after the second MVP, he didn't care.
You think that's what
happened? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's been 10 years since he didn't care. I feel like maybe the second MVP.
I think it might have more to do with the ayahuasca journey that he was on than the MVP trophies. I think that can kind of change your wiring a little bit.
Absolutely. Take a listen to him yesterday after the game.
What does it mean to get a win like this after the week that you guys have had and the week that kind of Mike Tomlin sent you? It
means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
I actually love this.
False.
I love it. I mean, no, people aren't going
to
shut up.
According to Bo, if you just tell the truth, everybody's really happy about it. Nobody's worried.
He did tell the truth, though.
I know.
I mean,
there's probably somebody out there that was upset that he said that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're soft.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
If I asked the question, I would be upset if you responded to me that way.
Exactly. But he's airing it out, and he's able to do that because it's coming off of a victory. That's the reason that he's liked more this year, is because he's been more victorious than he was last year with the Jets, bottom line.
But can we talk about how just 1 week ago, everyone was shouting, like, fire Tomlin?
Oh, they're still doing that. Oh, don't get it wrong. No, they're still doing that.
Yeah, that's still happening.
That's,
wait till they lose in the first round of the playoffs if they make it.
Or don't get there. That is all still very much in order. And a lot of that comes from the fact that he's under contract for next year, and then 2027 is a team option. And they have to actually pick up that team option before next season. So it's kind of like the fifth-year player option. They have to decide before March if he's going to be there in 2027.
And they can, yeah, it's just the money. Yeah, look, you don't ever, it just silences it for a couple of days, and then it'll pop back up. And I understand some of the, it's funny because Mike Tomlin has been essentially untouchable for years. But with it from criticism, because he's never had a losing season. And I think Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach. But I have watched bias, for whatever reason, against Mike McCarthy when him and Mike Tomlin are essentially the same coach. Same records, same playoff wins, same Super Bowls, everything. And so Tomlin's just getting a little bit of scrutiny now because there were high expectations. Do I think Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach? Absolutely. Would I take him here? Absolutely. I also think the same thing about Mike McCarthy. But it's just because he's getting criticism now, he's just facing what every other coach faces. You know, and Tomlin's tough enough to take it. They don't faze him a bit.
It is interesting to me how many people have talked about Mike McCarthy in this job because, you know, he's available and he's a name that has a Super Bowl ring. A lot of the same voices I've heard say that are people that said, I can't believe we hired Raheem. He was already a failed coach. Well, now you've got Mike McCarthy out there that's been fired from two different organizations. So a lot of the same people are going, Mike McCarthy's the guy.
And it's funny. Can I ask you a question now? If you've won a Super Bowl, do you think you're a failed coach?
No.
See, I agree. I'm pretty much under my thought process has always been just because you're fired doesn't necessarily mean you're a failed at whatever you do.
I completely agree.
Especially in coaching, because I've watched coaches win titles and then be fired and then people try to discredit their title. Well, they only did that because of that. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, as a coach, you're hired to be fired.
Well, coming up on Friday, you two made some picks. You're going to have to man up to them today. And we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, I did have one good part of this weekend. In a weekend of absolute detriment in the Johnson household, there was one small shining star. And I'll tell you what it was.
You'll hear it next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.